Well, let's go to Kansas now. It's the latest state in court over new congressional maps drawn by Republicans. Democrats accuse them of gerrymandering. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, the state's lone Democratic congressional district hangs in the balance.
On the outskirts of town in Lawrence sits an invisible, tentative line recently drawn by state lawmakers. It resulted in this northeast Kansas town shifting into a new congressional district.
We're about a couple hundred feet from K-10, and I-70 is a little bit north of us.
This is Sharon Brett, speaking to me while standing in northwest Lawrence. She's the legal director for the ACLU of Kansas.
For the purposes of the new congressional redistricting map, this area basically is the far western side of what is getting scooped out of Douglas County and moved into the big rural first congressional district that stretches all the way to the border of Colorado.
This liberal college town is vote-rich territory for Kansas Democrats, but the new map of congressional districts lumps it in with deep red western Kansas, all but nullifying the ballots of blue voters here. Brett says it's designed to put all four Kansas congressional districts in Republican control. Her organization and others are suing to have the map thrown out. Kansas lawmakers also split nearby Wyandotte County and its racially diverse voters into separate districts. The changes there could make it harder for Democratic Congresswoman Charisse Davids to keep her seat and possibly give Republicans every U.S. House seat from Kansas. But the lawsuits are challenging the maps on the basis of the state constitution rather than federal law. That is brand new for Kansas. Christopher Gunn is a law professor at Washburn University in Topeka and an expert on election law. He says the cases will result in a landmark ruling in Kansas courts.
They've never had an opportunity to say, yes, the Kansas constitution does protect individual Kansans from partisan gerrymandering. So we're going to find out probably by the end of this year whether or not that right does exist in Kansas.
If the Kansas courts strike down the map, the case could set up an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, says Michael Lee, who is senior counsel for the Brennan Center for Justice, a nonprofit that focuses on election policy and voting rights. That's already happened in two other states this year, Pennsylvania and North Carolina. The Supreme Court chose not to take up those cases, but Lee says some justices on the court wanted to hear them.
A lot of people's eyes are going to be on Kansas, both to see whether the state courts are going to be willing to be the police force against gerrymandering, but also how Kansas might play into this national argument.
But Kansas Republicans argue the map is fair and not political. State Senator Rick Wilborn is the top Republican on the redistricting committee. While presenting the new districts on the Senate floor, he said the changes were necessary because of the growing population in the Kansas City area.
At the end of the day, we recognize that the third district had more population than was allowed by law, and the first district was short. So that quite obviously meant that we had to redraw the lines. We all know that.
Wilborn also said the shifting of districts places the University of Kansas in Lawrence alongside Kansas State University in Manhattan within the first district. If a final court decision is not issued by June, the new districts could stay in effect for the 2022 midterm elections. For Here and Now, I'm Dylan Lyson.